And as a janaza home, then meeting cousins, no parda there also, inna lillah. Janaza is taking place right now, the body is there right now, Allah's command is being broken, and nobody feels this is a major sin. There's no more major sins left. As we saying over, no more, nobody's making tawbah, nothing major, everything is free for all. Free for all, do as you want to, no questioning, nothing will happen, nothing is happening, no tawbah, no istighfar, nothing. These are major, major, major sins that affecting our iman. Abuse of the eye. She can be a, what do you call, cousin, sister, or sister, cousin. Not your sister. That's a cousin then. My cousin, brother. We grew up together, played together. That was now when you were young. Now there's no more cousins. There's no more cousins. And unfortunately, when you have family reunions also, family reunions unfortunately become full of major sins. Complete major, major sins. Nobody making tawbah. Sometimes ulama are sitting there also, they can't say anything, they don't do anything. But why even have a family reunion? We didn't see our cousins for long. Female cousins. So no, who make salam with them? But you don't make salam with her, but how your wife feels now when your cousin can make salam with you? She feels a bit insecure also. But we don't care. Oh, only my sister. There's nothing really. But it's haram. It's absolutely haram. But we don't feel anything about it. It's fine. It's only a cousin. Nothing really about it. But is that right? Is you breaking the command of Allah right now? Somebody is stealing your shop, how upset you'll get? You'll break the person. You'll break him. I catch him before the police can come. I want to give him onto properly. So us, we're breaking the command of Allah. Allah is still giving a little bit. We get one, two, we say, oh, what happened? But you don't realize you've got major sins right now. And even worse now, let's take a selfie together. Long time, no see. Long time, no see. Who wants to see? You're not supposed to see in the first place. Why don't take selfie and houses and how's there, sweet talking and flirting, everything else, sister-in-law, brother-in-law. Allah Ta'ala guide the ummah. And we holidays together and everything else together. Nobody's making tawbah. Everything is free for all. And here look at Azawajul Mutahharat. They worry about parda. From who? Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Where he's going to look. What they say, no, but we're not looking at them. They're not looking at us. We're not supposed to be there. We're supposed to have parda on. Or he's not supposed to be there. Because Aisha doesn't know that. She knows that. Two-thirds of fiqh, two-thirds of jurisprudence, sahaba ikram learned from Aisha radiallahu anha. What an ocean of knowledge she was. But she knew the masahil. Umar is coming in. Mughira bin Shaba is coming radiallahu anhuma. What a time right now. Khatamun Nabiyin, the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has passed away right now. Nobody's in his senses. Umar wasn't in his senses also. But look at her, how she got herself together. She's going to put on her parada right now. So Umar is coming into the house. Whether it is life-threatening also. Then too the parada was still on. So parada was such an integral part of her nature that even in this crucial moment she did not neglect her parada. So therefore we as men have to make wasiyah to our wives. Slowly carry on encouraging and tell them also, you have to pass away. Ensure no ghair mahram comes in the house. Make the wasiyah. No ghair mahram must enter the house. Now in my lifetime, definitely, I don't know ghair mahram in the house, but it's happening. When I'm gone, at least respect it. When I'm gone, at least respect it. Like how we used to find before on the hearse. Before on the hearse, it's to have the writing there, that perform your salah before your salah is performed. Perform your salah before your salah is performed. Meaning your janazah. So better you start. Then tell the ladies, cover up before you are covered. Cover up before you have to be covered. Where with your kafan? So better you cover up now, because the time will come where you will have to be covered.